Welcome back, guys. Going into the second hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, what's going on?
You're muted, Adam.
So. I was just
that looked really enthusiastic.
Yeah,
though.
I was just looking
just
down.
Dancing
I was like,
around.
Did I fuck something? Nope, I can hear crunching.
I was still muted. Sorry, okay. I was very enthusiastically muted though.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, so your luck check held out, and you managed to get power to the console. It doesn't look like it's been intentionally like locked out or anything. And you see just a blinking screen that just asks you for a like administrative password. Right? Like, please enter your password.
It's asking me.
Yeah.
That? Okay.
The one on the computer.
Can I just try to brute force this?
How do you want to do that? Just like
hack the planet, just in general.
Yeah, you know, basically.
I mean, we've established that your datapad has like software for allowing you to do some of this stuff, like to allow you to make a roll if you have like a piece of software you want to use.
Yeah. I mean, unless there's just like some sort of immediate, not so much like a backdoor, but like a, you know, a maintenance login that would allow me to just bypass, unless that's what I'm actually at.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for. Yeah, like a maintenance guy would just have a password. They'd punch it in, and then they'd be able to like reactivate whatever, or they could make changes to the tram
system.
Okay,
then I guess, yeah, I will use my data pad.
Pull out your cable.
Little IDE parallel connection cable.
Yeah. The fake magneto, like the strip, and you like plug it in. Okay, cool. So it starts running the numbers. Make a computer check.
Okay. He's firing up his fractor, getting Corroder running on the Dinosaurus. Ooh. Ugh.
Well, that's not good. Okay. So you start to run it, and...
Do you have a reroll?
He's not a... I mean, you could use your... Yeah, if you have a psychic power, you want to use whatever.
According to my player sheet, I have not banked one, so I don't want to game it, say...
Okay, so there's a bunch of, like, digits for, like, spots where the letters and stuff are going, and it's, like, running through them. And then the first one locks in, and it's on an H, and the next one's an E, and then L, L, O, and you're like, okay, this is a stupid password. Then there's a space, and then it says, like, P,
smiley,
I, A, N, and, like, yeah. It's just, like, the password, like, fills in. It just says, hello, Piani, blinks a couple of times, and then the screen starts to flicker. And then you hear, Piani, you hear a woman, like, scream from nearby. One of the doors on the other end of the rec center has burst open. And there's a woman in a lab coat screaming and waving her arms. And she's like, no, don't! And, like, yelling at you and, like, running towards you.
How far away is she?
Like, 15 meters. Like,
what do you mean, don't?
So she runs up to you, and like goes to grab the magnetic the card that's in the slot to like yank it out.
I put my hand over it.
Okay,
and just say like, what are you doing?
She's like freaking out and yelling at you like you can't and like trying to like push you away.
I can't what, you crazy bitch.
So Eric, do you want to do anything? And also, like, I think this is the point maybe when you turn around, Higgs, and you see this like woman suddenly appear and is like wrestling with Piani.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess I just kind of like try to like get in and use my size and strength to like muscle this woman away from Piani.
Sure. Okay. So I think with the two of you helping, like, you pull her back. And she's like, you can't. The trams. We deactivated them for a reason.
What's the reason? We need to get to the core.
Okay, she's trying to, like, pull away from you. She's panicking, right? Like,
yeah, God, like, is there some sort of intimidation check?
It depends. What are you trying to do? What's your intent?
God, I want to get her to listen.
Like, so just get her to stop panicking?
Yeah, it seems like she knows what's going on, and we just need to get her to cooperate with us.
Sure, yeah, she's freaking out.
Yeah.
How do you intend to calm her down? Like,
God, Eric has no tools for dealing with this situation.
So
I think Eric is just kind of like,
yeah, she's got her arms like behind her, and Eric is holding her, and she's like shouting at Piani, like, "No, no, get away from there! What are you doing?" But Piani, you're like free to do things.
Why'd you shut it down?
She just keeps shouting, like, it's not safe. It's not safe. That's how they travel. Yeah. And yelling, like, no, you can't. You can't turn it on. Keep it off. We disabled it for a reason.
I shout, we can get away.
I keep going. I just keep going.
Okay. All right. So you want to reactivate the tram? So yes. You get a little like holographic display that emerges, and it's got the central spire and then the like sort of like main kind of ring that goes around the inside of the meteor, so it runs around it. It shows there's this like dull kind of like gray line that runs around it, and as you start flipping switches, the sections of the line start to turn green, and so it's like filling out the circle. And she's just screaming at you, like, no, no, what are you doing? Stop.
I just,
yeah, like, I'm...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm...
Can you shut her up?
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to her. I'm like, we can get away. We're safe. It's okay. You can stay with us. We'll be safe together.
We'll stop them if we get to the core. But let us do our jobs.
When you say that, Piani, she just like she starts shaking her head. She's like, you can't stop them. It's impossible. And I think that Eric, when she sees the line, like the power up complete, it goes like, and it like lights up. The lights above the tram station next to you like go on. They flicker and go on. She just goes limp. Like she doesn't pass out, but it's like you can feel that she just realizes she's lost the fight she was trying to win.
Yeah,
and she's just shaking her head and she's like, no, no, no.
I think I like come around in front of her and I like grab her by the shoulders and I put my face in her face and I say, what is your role?
She like looks up at you and her eyes are all like red and there's like tears streaking and her face is like kind of dirty and you notice her hair is all like kind of like tangled, and her clothes are like dirty, especially like the knees of her pants are all like worn through and you can see that her knees are all like bloody, and same with her hands are all like bloody and dirty
as if she just crawled through some ducts or something.
As if she spent some time crawling through ducts. She's still pretty like. Pretty shaken, but you're like, what is your role? Who are you? And she's just like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore.
God. Like, I want to try to get information out of her without slapping her. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think Eric's just lets go, and he just turns around and he just kind of like crosses his arms. He hates dealing with people.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so meanwhile, Alpharius, your plan here is what? You haven't heard from the crew. You're kind of in an extended like firefight. I imagine that like we're not gonna do. I don't necessarily want to do like round by round. Like you shoot at them, they shoot at you. Like you're just shooting back and forth, and you're both sort of like you're pinned down and you're keeping them from continuing to do what they're doing.
It's just that, and he's just waiting to hear back. He understood that he was supposed to distract them and.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at him, it's just like it's just that fiery skull, and he's just shooting through the door, and he's like convulsing a little bit and twitching.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you probably won't be able to hold this position forever. Like you maybe got a few minutes before they're going to be able. You can see maybe some of them start to like move around, and if you turn to like prevent them from flanking you, the other ones will get a shot on you. So,
yeah, he's very tactically minded. So as he loses the situation, he considers the distraction. Successful or, you know, as long as it could go, and then he backs out.
Yeah, you realize it's kind of time to bail. Okay, so you fall back into the hallway, and I need you to make a physical effect save, please.
Okay. Mine is 10.
Nice.
I'm gonna roll a 13.
Yeah, that's like your plan.
Damn it!
Well, you're half right. That was one of the digits in the 13.
Yeah.
Okay. So you back out. You turn to look, and you get blindsided. Somebody hits you in the shoulder, knocks you to the ground, and you feel like a sharp pain, probably like in your neck or your shoulder. Someone has just like jumped on you. and like dug their fingers like in. You can feel like blood. And their other hand is coming up to like punch you, and they basically like got you knocked on your back. You're gonna take a little bit of damage from the claw thing, but then you can tell me what you want to do.
Shrug that shit off.
Whew, okay, you take 6 damage. It's worse than it looks.
Damn.
What do you want to do? It looks like the person on top of you is just like a man in his mid-20s. He looks like he's dressed like a soldier. He's not armed, like he doesn't have a weapon, but he's just like jumped on you and grabbed you hard enough to break the skin and is just like hitting you and trying to like keep you knocked down.
Is there kind of a commonality between those that have been nanobited? Like, do they look dead-eyed? Do they have a flush coloring or anything like that?
Yeah. Make a perception test, and I'll tell you how much you noticed.
Is that 2d6?
Yeah, 2d6, and then plus whatever your perception, plus whatever your intelligence bonus is.
Let me see. I have a 0 in perception and nothing okay. for... So it's just 2d6.
Okay. Yep, just 2d6 straight.
I'll fill that too. So
okay, no, he looks totally like normal. Aside from his like intense strength, he doesn't look. He looks pretty normal to you.
I think then, as I'm kind of struggling with his hands and grappling with him, I kind of recognize this, and I also recognize that despite doing 6 damage to me, he didn't rip my arm off or something like that.
Yeah.
So I kind of like drop the skull helm, and I say. Stop. I'm not them.
Okay, so he's like in mid like lifting of his arm and then he stops. And just kind of like he's got his hand on you and he's using his weight to hold you down, but he's not like, you know, he does stop.
Okay. I kind of say position over and you can come with me.
Okay.
We'll
so
get you safe.
Like he's got his like arm up and he's like, he looks down at you, and you see like a faint like kind of green like flicker in his eyes, and then he like goes back to punch you again.
A green flicker in his eyes, huh?
Yeah.
I guess as he tries to punch me, I would just try to
Fight him off.
Not even necessarily fight him off, but I'm gonna attempt to like subdue him, I suppose.
Okay. All right. Sure.
So like, we'll just do grapple.
Yeah, just an opposed athletics check.
Is that 2d6?
Yeah. 2d6 plus your strength, plus your athletics if you have it.
I have a 1 in athletics, just a plus 1, because yep. I don't have strength, but I have dexterity, I guess, so.
Yep.
And he's got to be a 10.
Oh, nice, okay. All right, so he keeps
you
going down.
God damn it.
Dude.
And he socks you across the face. And I think that you start to hear, like, your ears are ringing, maybe your head hits the deck. Mm. You start to hear the VI talking again. It says, it doesn't have to be this way.
It's like talking from the console?
Yeah. You can see in the side of your vision the, like, blue glow of the hologram.
Okay. Then if you'll let me, I guess, I'm going to go for... recognizing that this guy is under its control.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You don't have to roll or anything. I think you can piece that together.
Yeah, so I'm gonna like, I'm either gonna go for, you know, you paint the picture, either my chest cavity, or I'm gonna activate my blade from my wrist while holding his throat or something like that.
Okay, yeah, you wanna just like attack him and try and kill
yeah.
him? I think the cyborg weapon popping out is, yeah, totally makes sense. Okay. Yeah, just make an attack roll.
It's unarmed combat.
Yeah.
But the body arsenal array gives me, I think it's a plus something.
I think so too. Let me take a look.
Haven't done this in a while.
Body arsenal array. Yeah, plus 1 damage bonus when you hit.
Okay. I'm at a plus 2, so it's a d20 plus 6 then. So it's plus 2 plus his... armor, which is 4, right?
Yeah, you got it.
That's a big whiff.
Okay. All right. So you swing up with the sword that like pops from your, what is it, like a blade from your wrist? Or what
yeah,
is that
yeah.
Like? Okay. All right. So you take a swing at him like with the punch first, and he goes to block the punch. I think the blade pops out and like cuts pretty deep into his arm, but he doesn't like grimace or flinch or anything. And like he bleeds like actual human blood, just like spills
not
down your blade. There is definitely like some of that in it. Yeah, you okay. notice it like interspersed with the regular blood. There's a sort of sheen to it. Some of the blood is like drips down the sword onto you, and some of it like starts to retract back into the wound. He's gonna try to just like restrain you. So he's gonna make a grapple roll to get you like pinned under him. Because right now you're
kind of strapped. Opposing one.
Yeah, we do an opposed. Okay, so he's got a.
You gonna beat a 10 again?
nope, I'm gonna tie you. All right, so you.
Ty go to defender.
Yes, Ty goes to defender. So he doesn't pin you down. You manage to like squirm away or push him off long enough. So now you've broken free enough. What do you want to do?
I think at this point, now that I've been flanked, I give up the position and just full retreat. Just,
yeah.
You know, T-1000 sprint to the group, yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. So, you start to run and, I think that like maybe it's adrenaline or something, but like your lungs are burning and you could barely feel the wound from where he grabbed you, and you're making pretty good time. You just like book it down the hall. He chases you a little ways, but then gives up and stops and just like watches you run off. So meanwhile, in the wreck area, Higgs, do you want to go over and see what's up with this lady?
I guess remind me next time, Adam, but we're supposed to add level to attack rolls, I suppose, for close combat as well, but I failed.
It's your, yeah, you get to it, not your level, but your like base class attack bonus, for you, I think it's a 3. It should be
any kind. Anyways, I still
would. Yeah, we'll try to remember. Okay. All right. So, so what do you want to do in the other room?
Am I still... I've activated the tram, right? So I'm just kind of waiting for it?
Yeah, the call tram button, like, lights up.
What? Like, I probably look nervously at Higgins because I'm like, person, how do people...
Yeah,
people?
I start walking over like, what is she doing?
I don't know.
That was both
She's
a question.
She's just yelling at us.
Both a question in game and to Adam.
I'm just like putting my hands over my ears.
She's sort of half sitting and half like she's got like one hand on the ground, and she's trying to like keep her hair out of her face and is just shaking her head and like muttering to herself.
Okay, I kind of like as I'm going to like sit down or get to her eye level by kind of like crunching down. I like give a look to Piani and Eric that just kind of says like shut the fuck up, don't talk to her. I just sit down. I like put one hand on her shoulder. I'm just like, hello, my name is Wilbur Higgins. What's yours?
She flinches a little bit, but then doesn't really pull away. And she looks up at you and kind of like blinks, and you can see there's like tears in her eyes. And she's like, she shakes her head and she's like, it doesn't matter what my name is anymore, or what your name is. We're all dead, or worse.
Well, it matters to me. I like to know who I'm talking to. Can I have your name, ma'am? It also helps calm people down. Let's have a friendly conversation.
Make a persuade check.
Okay. Persuade. Charisma. Submit. It's just a no. It's fucking shit. That's a bad roll. 6.
Okay. She's like distraught. She's like, no, I... It doesn't matter. We tried to stop them, but we couldn't, and now it's too late. It's too late, and she like looks at you, and she's like, you should never have come here. Now you're dead, too.
Ma'am, is that what you were talking about, that creature back behind over there at the door? And I kind of point towards it. Like, I just point past her.
Okay.
Does she turn her head?
Yeah.
She turns her head, I just pull up my pistol and shoot her in the back of the head.
Okay, all right.
Classic. It's a classic.
I just didn't want her to see it coming.
She's good
know.
At the Higgins.
She doesn't need to know what happened.
Her name was Rebecca Randolph. Her friends called her Randy. So she turns to look and then just poof, and then just like silence and just bunk falls down.
I check her body to see if there's anything on her.
No. You find like a foil pack of like emergency rations in her like coat pocket, but otherwise.
She have a name tag or anything?
No, she doesn't.
What type of clothes was she wearing?
Like a blouse and some slacks and a lab coat over top.
Any name on the lab coat?
No, there's a spot, like a folded spot, where you can see like a name tag would have clipped on, but it's not there.
Any insignias on anything?
I think her lab coat has like a embroidered Richardson Scientific logo.
Okay. I just stand up and holster the pistol. I'm just like, she was already lost. It's unfortunate. How are we doing over here with all this?
So when you stand up from kneeling and you turn to Piani, I think that a woman's voice says over the intercom, like, the train will arrive in 3 minutes.
The train will arrive in 3 minutes, Higgs.
And that's your doing?
Well, you told me to get this thing working. I guess Eric did, but yeah, it's my
duty. Look, I'm not. You don't have to be a smartass for 5 seconds, all right? I'm just making sure that it was you and it wasn't the person I was just talking to, Piani.
No, it was me.
Okay, good job. Great. That's glad. Have we heard from Alpharius?
We haven't.
I
check in with him.
Yeah, I comms Alpharius.
Okay. Alpharius, you're like 10 minutes out.
Yeah, I think I'm just like hoofing it down there. And I just say it. Like you just say, are you there or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just like, what's your status, Alpharius?
Approaching return site.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're waiting for a tram. See you soon. Click off. And I'm like, I don't think the distraction went very well.
Is he okay?
I mean, you can never tell.
Alpharius, are you okay?
You said over calm?
Yeah.
You can hear my thudding feet, I guess, as I'm running, and I just like there's a pause, like a long pause, and he just says, "It's fucking war mind."
I turn off all comp or I'm just, well, okay, we'll see you soon, and then I just like look over and I'm just like, well, you know that. Did we ever tell him what happened to his planet?
I mean, did you just have a casual conversation with him about it? No, I don't think. I know I didn't.
Okay. Well, it's probably going to come up, so let's just be honest with him. Tell him we had to do it. It was the right cause.
He said it's Watermind. Like, he said it like we knew already who it'd be. He knows already, Higgs.
All right, look, if he starts shooting at us, just I'll handle it, all right? Then we just kind of like wait around. What were we going to say?
It's like, you're like, I'll handle
what
it.
What the fuck
camera,
are we going
to
do?
Hands down to the dead body.
And maybe, I don't know if Eric knows as well, but I would think at this point, like, Piani's shitting her pants pretty much.
I've got no idea.
Okay. Well, then maybe I just look at Piani. I'm just like, look, Piani, I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to put this out there. We might not ever see Pi or the Swan Song again. This might be it. So just think about
that.
How can
you say something like that?
Look, I'm just saying. Look, Piani, you know that I like that shit more than anything. It's got my fucking face on it, all right? But sometimes you just got to let a thing go. At this particular point in time.
What about the plan? The plan to shut down the core? Hypothetically,
I think at this point, like, Eric's just like, he's like got his hands like this. He's like, if we can just get to the science lab, then we can put the plan into effect and we can all get out of here fine.
That's the plan. We're going to the science lab. We're going to build an EMP of some sort, go to the core, shut it down. But I'm just saying, prep for the worst.
Yeah, he turns away and he's saying, like, it was a good plan. It was a good plan. It should have worked.
It's gonna work.
It's gonna work.
It's gotta work. Look, the Warmind didn't just jump into another ship, right? He's probably able to just put himself where he needs to be. So we just shut it down, and we get the fuck out of here.
You talk about it like it's a person, like it's someone you know. Like, I don't understand.
It's
I don't
the
like
worst
it.
Fucking person I know, Eric. We have to shut this thing down.
Okay. We'll get it done. Where are we headed next? Like, where does this tram head, Adam?
From where you are in Rec, the tram makes a stop in maintenance before continuing on to the labs.
Okay, so copper wiring or superconductive coils, whatever it is that we find in maintenance. We grab that shit, we get on.
Okay, so you want to stop in maintenance first?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, we're still waiting for Alfarius.
Yeah, once Alfarius comes up, which I suppose will be like shortly after the tram arrives,
mm-hmm.
then we'll hop off.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so you can hear it before it arrives. You hear the faint humming of the maglev, like the rails on the tram. And then this tram sort of has like a hanging like magnetic connector and like swings in and stops. And inside, it's like decently well lit. There isn't like scary blood or anything anywhere. It's just like a regular transit tram. There's a bunch of posters for like Richardson Scientific for like welcome new transfers and like information about like you notice actually a lot. And looking at this, you notice a lot of like warnings about information confidentiality. Like, remember what you see is private information, and like all these like warnings about loose lips and stuff. So that pulls in and hangs
up there.
Yeah,
so pay close attention, everyone. NDAs. So you like digitally sign them with your bodies as you go through.
Wow.
Serious business.
If you get on here, your character's signing an NDA not to reveal what they saw. And then I think a few minutes later, Alfarius arrives at the other door.
Yeah, I just kind of like shoulder through the door, I guess, and say, distraction done. They're in pursuit.
How many of them were there?
I noticed that Alfarius is actually hurt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Then I would use psychic healing right away.
Okay.
Is there a roll for that?
Just my hit points.
What does it look like when you do psychic healing?
I think we've talked about this before, but it's basically just like a lay of hands thing. And then you probably can't see it so much. It depends on lighting and all sorts of shit. But like there would be almost like a very translucent mist sort of from fingers into an ailing body part.
Okay, I think as you come over and like your hands kind of go up to do the laying of the hands, like a blur, my hands kind of shoot up and grab yours a little bit. But then I look really profoundly confused for a second, kind of shake my head and my hands drop down.
Alfarius,
completely rattled.
Let me help you.
And he's like,
I promise.
Nods.
I actually put my PP back, thinking you weren't gonna let me heal you.
sentence could have gone somewhere completely
different. What that was. So hold on. So when you go to use your power to heal him, you know when you like take two magnets, I guess, of the same polarity, and try to push them together, there's that like invisible field of like repulsion. You start to feel that like something about Alfarius is like repelling your psychic energy. Can you make a mental effect save?
I mean, I can. Oh wait, this isn't so bad. This isn't so bad.
Yeah, it should be your best one.
And I think I missed it by one.
Yeah, okay. You can still use the ability, but you have to pay an extra power point for it.
Okay.
And Eric, you feel at whatever like short distance you are, you feel the like inefficient use of psychic energy. Like Piani is leaking like a damaged battery.
Now this isn't like this isn't some sort of hostile psychic force that's affecting us, is it? It's just that Well, like,
well, yes, Steven, it's actually blank.
No.
Actually,
so,
a better question might be, has something like this happened to me before?
But the reason Eric is asking this is because he's a meta psionicist and he can actually protect everybody from hostile psychic forces.
It is. Make a.
Like Eric knows.
You have psi-tech, right? You have that skill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make a psi-tech roll for me.
Yeah, let me see here. So that's psi-tech plus that's intelligence, totally. Bloop. 9. Cool.
9? Okay. So, based just on the feeling of the like push and your previously existing like study of this stuff, there's some kind of like counter force happening, some metapsionic like reaction force to Piani exerting psychic energy. So when Piani opened her inner like batteries of energy, something in Alpharius responded and pushed back with an equal amount of force.
You've heard of this before, Steven. It's called DM bullshit.
Okay, good. Yeah, hands and DM bullshit. I think we call that horse shit. Actually, yeah.
Alpharius is covered in horse shit right now.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So like, yeah. So it's not a hostile psionic force. It's some sort of innate thing inside of Alpharius. Something with his, you know,
something. Yeah.
His
something,
cybernetics. Okay.
Something. Well, maybe something in Alpharius like rejected the energy, like pushed
right.
it back.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, like I can't use psionic harmonization to protect Piani from the effects. Okay, that's
no, because there's no hostile psionic force.
Yep. Cool. That's what I wanted to determine.
Okay. Eric suddenly looks what like interested. Like Eric is paying attention to this.
Oh yeah, no. Like all of a sudden, Eric is like he takes a new interest in Alpharius. I think like as we step on, like. Eric is kind of standing back, like hands clasped, and then as the tram starts moving, he's like, "So, Mr. Alpharius, how do you feel?" And he like pulls out a data pad and starts writing.
I'm like, yeah,
after Piani healing you, like you feel pretty good. Like,
do I get any hit points back though?
Yeah, you got whatever was rolled there. I think what you got a 3.
Oh, it was a 3. Okay.
Yeah, you got 3.
So I'm back up to 75. Okay.
Yeah.
So you asked me how do I feel?
Yeah, you know, like, so what was that experience like for you?
God, it's hard to RP seething rage, without coming off intensely uncomfortable, but I guess describing the situation, like, I'm sitting there, mm-hmm. and, like, he's got his hands balled up in a fist, and his beard, his mohawk, his eyes are kind of flickering and twitching in and out. And he's actually squeezing so hard in his kind of synthetic strength that it's cutting himself a little bit, like
you got a little bit of blood like leaking out.
Yeah.
Ah, sick.
And he just kind of looks up at you, and you can hear like it sounds like a dial-up modem, kind of like faintly, like, kind of trying to talk a little bit, and doesn't say anything, and just punches the seat next to him as hard as he can, and blood squirts out of his hands.
Nice,
heavy.
Okay, so like you don't really reply, you're just like,
no, you get a text from him that he like blink click to you. It's just says war mind again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Eric doesn't know who that is, so he's just like, does everybody here know war mind? You know, he walks to the back of the tram and just sits down.
Okay. All right. So. Doesn't take long. The tram is quite fast and pulls into maintenance. You see the little like lights go up, and it's like next stop maintenance, and then it blinks, and it's like you have arrived in maintenance, and the doors slide open.
How long of a ride is it?
Like maybe 10 minutes.
So in this ride, I could hypothetically maybe give Eric the like war mind rundown.
Yeah, you go ahead. That's a thing you could have done. I want to know how much you tell him.
Yeah. Eric, this thing, the water mind, you have to at least know what you're up against.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't actually see it myself, but I talked to it. It attacked us. We narrowly escaped. It's a really fucking really, really powerful and wise AI.
And wise?
Well, wise in a sense, say, it's mature. It's advanced.
Okay. I hear you saying this, right? You're saying this on the tram or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it like
the Pi robot?
You know, you've heard people refer to Pi as a child.
Yes.
In relation to the maturity of an AI, Pi is a child, and the water mind is a god.
Hmm.
Steve, are you still here? Or is that picture just awesome?
That picture's just awesome. Okay. That's disconcerting. Well, I suppose even gods have to fall.
Alfair's head snaps up and says, like, it thinks it's a god. It destroyed my planet, and it is why my body is this way.
Destroyed your planet?
I kind of just, like, tilt my head up, but I'm just like, well, actually, I mean, we kind of fired that shot, I guess, in a way. The old crew and I.
You did?
In a way, yes. Oh. I figured it's best to come clean now.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he's just like twitching and looking at you.
What did you say, Piani?
I said that the war mind fired the shot.
I'm just kind of like staring up the sky. I'm like, well, in a way, yes. I just want to make sure that we're all, it's open. If you have a question, feel free to ask it, because there's no use leaving this.
Well, who fired the shot? Was it you, Higgins? Or was it the war mind?
I'm just staring up at the sky. I'm like,
it was the war mind. Look, it's obviously he's our enemy.
But why would Higgins say that he fired it?
I just kind of like maybe open like one eye. And, like, look at Piani and see how she handles this.
Maybe Piani? Maybe it's more that we could have maybe prevented it. But it's neither here nor there. We thought we were going to die.
I see. Oh, or I don't see. But...
Oh, he's like, you... And he like can't even talk, so just you get a message from typed out. He says, "You thought you were going to die. I watched everyone I knew and loved burn. What do you mean?"
Look, Alfarius, the fact of the matter is, even before we arrived at the ship, your home planet was already a target. I don't think there is anything we could have done to stop it.
He just says, "Just tell me you didn't do it." I know if you can't stop it, that's one thing, but if you did it, ...
We did do it.
With that, his head slinks down and his eyes shut off. And he just, like, falls on the floor.
Okay. Yeah, Eric kind of stands up and he says, "We're going to stop it today."
I mean, look, we could stop this today, but I don't think this is just, you know, just one piece of the war mind, I think.
It says we. It seems like there's more than one of it. But this one, we'll take it down.
Maybe at this point, Higgs's head, which was once just like staring at the sky, just kind of like drops down. Just stares at the floor as we wait for the tram.
Eric's got like his data pad out, and he's like using AutoCAD or whatever to like put together a schematic for like what this EMP device is going to look like.
So there's maybe a couple of minutes of like tense silence in the tram before you arrive.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. So the tram arrives at maintenance.
And yeah, I think the door's open. Maintenance is basically like a sort of containment area for equipment and repairs. There's a bunch of like maintenance vehicles docked here, so like little like carts essentially that you can like load equipment onto and drive to different places, because the tram isn't normally used for carrying like heavy equipment in. Mm-hmm. So while you're here, you just want to like scavenge up the coil you need, you said.
Yeah, so like either we're trying, like, I guess perfect scenario, we find some sort of like exotic material superconducting coil or whatever.
Right.
But imperfect scenario, we find a big spool of copper wire.
I mean, okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get you to roll. It's your plan, so you're in charge. Okay. Are you getting anybody to help you like dig through the stuff?
Yeah, I think like I guess I'd go to Piani.
Mm-hmm.
First and sort of describe what I'm looking for and like the kind of properties that it probably has and where it might likely be stored, that sort of thing. And I guess I would like, I'd see Alpharius, like, kind of, are you starting to like wake up, Alpharius, or starting to sort of deal with the situation?
How long is the tram ride?
It's been like 3 or 4 minutes since we had that conversation.
I mean, I think if someone shakes me or slaps me or something like that, I come around. Yeah, but
yeah, I come over and I'm like, Alpharius, I need your help.
Yeah, he just nods, gets up and walks with you or whatever.
Yeah, I pull up sort of an image of what I'm looking for. I need one of these CR35 coils. They're common in exotic materials laboratories. I think it's possible we should have one here in the maintenance, but if we can't find one, and then I pull up, you know, just an image of a copper wire spool, then mm-hmm. this should do the trick, but it won't be as nice. Can you help us look?
He nods, but says, or he texts you, like, give me a quick layman rundown of the plan.
Yeah, you know, I do. I say, we need these coils so that we can fire power through them that'll generate electromagnetic fields that can attack the Warmind.
Okay. You say, he texts back you a print screen of the word attack, and it's emboldened.
Nice.
And then he does just whatever, like, you ask.
Grab my message, bold the word attack, and send yeah. it back. Awesome. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I nod. I say, you know, like, I think I take this moment where, like, Alpharius and I are just together, kind of like one-on-one. And I say quietly, I don't know what happened with Mr. Higgins earlier or what decision they had to make. But today, Alpharius, you and I make a different one. We won't let this happen again.
If he could have a tear, he would. But he looks at you and just, like, nods slowly and more solemnly.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Spread okay. out. Let's go.
Okay. So, Higgs, are you going to help look for stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, I need a couple of roles. Eric, I need you to make... I guess we'll just use perception for this, because you're just like digging through mm-hmm. stuff.
I'm helping.
Yeah, so let's get everyone who's helping to roll perception first.
Okay.
A 9.
These are okay. perception rolls, you said?
Oh, sure. Yeah, just pass that yeah. one.
Yeah.
What attribute is that?
In this case, it would be
wisdom.
Wisdom, yeah, because you're just looking. You're trying to look quickly and.
Higgs.
Okay, so Higgs does not help.
Shit.
Piani helps. So that's okay, so plus Piani two. And Alpharius.
Fuck Piani.
That's a that's a plus two.
Okay, plus two. I got a total of plus two on this, so hopefully it's gonna go okay. Not nice. Too bad. Okay.
All right, so yeah, you find a spool of. It takes you a while, but you do find a spool of copper like wiring. Okay. It's like one of those big like plastic. It's like a big plastic.
Yeah. Like a drum.
No. Yeah, like not quite that. Like they wouldn't need it necessarily. They wouldn't keep it in like huge, long, like big ones. Yeah. But you can find a smaller one, mostly for running cabling through the ship, just for making emergency patch repairs. It's meant to be like pulled out and cut rather than that. But
cool.
But yeah, you can take that. So while you're digging around, I actually need two more rolls. I need Higgs. Can you make a perception, one more perception roll for a different thing. And Eric, I need you to make just roll 2d6. I have your character sheet here. Just roll 2d6, and that's all I need from you.
Okay, here I go.
I can't tell you what it's for because it would give.
Well, I rolled some shit about that. So
okay, so Higgs, I think maybe. And what we see is, Eric, you look at a box and you see a label and it's got some stuff in it, and you don't immediately, you're just like, meh, whatever, move on. It doesn't click what it is, but then Higgs, you pass over that same area and you see the box, and you have to do a double take because you recognize the words on it, and then you're like, okay, that's not what we're looking for, but then you're like, wait, I've heard that before, and you go back and look at it. And the box contains several... resupply units for a machine that is used for like psychic testing, like psychic resistance testing. You only know this because you smuggled a bunch of these out of Hoveda once. They're really hard to find. They're super expensive to make, and they're worth a lot. Like a box this size, like probably 100,000 credits, easy.
Chad, if you could see my eyes, they'd be getting really big right now.
And you could
and
see
Eric's the only one that notices that, right?
No, Eric doesn't. Eric passes right by them because he's so like frantically looking for this copper wiring. But Higgs is like, we see Higgs walk by, and then the little money symbols go bloop into his
eye. I do the Homer Simpson thing, like when he sees a donut, I'm just like, ooh. How big is the box?
It's probably the size of, it's like the size of like a small. I guess like a TV. It's TV size, but like deeper. Like probably like so 60 inches across. And then
the box is TV size, but whatever's inside of it is.
Yeah, the box is like mostly like dampers and like it's, if you lift it, it's got like gyroscopes in it to keep the crystals from getting chipped or damaged. They're all separately contained inside.
Okay. Who else is in this room?
Everybody's in the room. You're in like kind of a... like a warehouse, basically, okay. Like moving through these aisles. You watch Eric pass them and go around the corner, and then you're like, whoop.
Okay.
So you're alone in this aisle.
Yeah, I go and just like look over the box and just open it. Is whatever supposed to be inside of it?
There's a lock on the side of the box, so there's a little like a keypad. So you go to open it, and it's just like, boop, and it like asks you for a number.
If I shoot this with the laser pistol, will it open?
No, probably not. Whatever you shoot it with, the chances of you damaging the crystals are pretty high. Piani could probably like get it open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess I like I put the pistol to it. I'm just like, nope. And I look at the lock. Yeah, and then I'm just like, Piani, come over here and open this. I think we might be able to, if we live through this, there'll be some valuable goods in there. But be careful because it's got some psychic mumbo jumbo inside. Just don't open it.
You want me to open this case?
Yeah, but then I just want you to open the lock, not the case. In fact, you know what? No, fuck it. We could just save. We'll just take the box. We don't need to open it here.
Just take the fucking box. There's a goddamn crazy AI fucking trying to kill us.
No, you're right. You're right.
Who gives a what the fuck is in it?
It's 100,000 credits. Is that space box right there? I just kind of like nod. I've got my hands on my hips.
Is it blue fever?
No, man. This is some high tech psychic testing. I don't know. I smuggled it once. It was worth a lot. I remember it.
All right, you carry it.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I guess I'll just take the 100,000 myself. I just grab the whole box. So got it.
According to the contract I signed, there's a sub-point 14, part B. It says anything made on the ship belongs to the four crew members.
And what
you
didn't
cannot
see.
Make 100. This is our mission. Or as in the swan song, you cannot take 100,000 credits from us. Nice try, Higgs.
Apparently, what you didn't see was the small text under that clause, very, very tiny. It says Higgs makes the final call on everything. It was there. You signed
it. I would sign no such
thing.
Well,
you can go look at the contract.
Anyway. Go back. We've got the copper coil. What now?
Yeah, I think like Eric and Alpharius are like pulling the copper wiring down from a shelf and getting it like unloaded.
Okay.
Eric, what do we do now?
Well, We have the wiring that we need. We should head on to this, to the materials lab. We can see if there's a mainframe or some sort of testing computer that we can pull apart to grab a very powerful capacitor. That's going to take all of the energy that we can shunt into it and discharge it all at once through the copper wire. We're going to need to wind the copper wire around some sort of central frame to make an electromagnetic coil. Once the capacitor discharges, it will create a powerful electromagnetic field that should affect the Warmind if we've done everything right.
Will it affect me and Alpharius?
I don't know if it would affect you, Piani. I'm not familiar with the makeup of your cybernetic implant, but Alpharius should probably be far away from it.
I'm gonna point out real quick that setting off an EMP in the core will also disable the systems of the station. Now it won't immediately just be like, cool, all the air gets sucked out, but it'll like knock out life support. It'll knock out heat. Like the whole thing will start to shut down.
Can are we sort of all in agreement that like our goal is just to get the fuck out? That if that buys us the time to get out, then.
Yeah, like the objective here is to shut off the Warmind from attacking Pi so that we can GTFO. Like, right. is there any way for us to, like, do we know that? I mean, I guess you told us, so we do know it. Or, like, we intuit, okay, shutting this off.
Yes,
or,
yeah.
Yeah, so, like, is there
that's
any
a,
way we
that's
can...
That's a thing that, Eric, you would know, right?
Yeah.
Part of the plan.
Is there a way for us to get into the emergency BIOS of the system and dictate emergency orders of, like... You know, maintain power on the tram system first, life support second, everything else last.
Maybe, but you definitely have to bypass any, like, if there's a foreign system operating in this station, it's almost certainly going to have infected that part first.
Yeah.
Right? All the basic stuff. So it's possible, but you would maybe need to access it more directly.
Yep. So, like, from, yeah. I mean, I guess we would be looking to like jack in to a computer like near the core or in the core in order to begin it, adjusting the BIOS, set off the thing in order to distract the Warmind, quickly switch around the BIOS and then get out, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? When we're in the science lab, I'm going to look for any sort of electromagnetic shielding that'll allow us to do some sort of directional thing with it, like deflector array or some sort of radio array, or I don't know what kind of exotic materials they might have in there, but okay. If we find something that lets us use it more like a directed weapon rather than just an explosion, then I'm gonna grab that for sure.
Okay, all right. So you're I guess are you having this conversation in the tram? And also Higgs, did you drag the crate into the tram?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
What?
All right.
What is this, Mr. Higgins?
I mean, we got to make some money. We've been here too long without making money, so.
When I look at it, do I recognize what it is?
Yeah, you can make a side check roll when you see it.
Okay. Where's my tech side tech? And that's an intelligence. Okay, submit. Boop. Oh, yeah. Nail it.
Nice.
All right.
So describe for me what this is again. It's like
a fuel source
for a psychic testing
thing? Basically, so there's certain types of like mineral formations found on some planets in various sectors. There are a few in Hoveden space. Hoveda aggressively protects those. Where there's this like mineral that they use to either focus or disperse latent psychic energy. It can be used to... adjust the ambient like psychic energy of a place. It can be used to create stationary psychic dampening fields. These are basically like processed versions of those like crystals or whatever. Yeah. And they're packaged in individual units. They're sort of like batteries, and you can use them to again like alter the way that psionic energy flows.
God. Like, Eric is immediately really, really interested.
They're they're very expensive, very hard to find, very dangerous. How Richardson got a hold of this many of them, it's hard to say. Yep. And then also, yeah, like, you can see why Higgs would want to steal these. You could find a lot of people who would buy these for a lot.
Yep. But also valuable to a psychic researcher. Like, definitely. With a 12 on sci-tech knowledge, is there any way to hook these things up to the device that I'm building to, like, make it extra potent and disrupting, you know, the mental signatures of artificial intelligences?
So artificial intelligences don't have psionic signatures. They're just not, you can't, like, they don't exist on the same wavelength. You could maybe use it, like, you could definitely use it to, like, fuck up your or Piani's, like, psychic abilities for a while. You could use it to...
There's no way to use it to, like, regenerate power points, is there?
No. Because it doesn't like... I mean, you could use it to set up sort of an ambient, like, psychic absorbing device, but it would take time. It's like a water drip.
Yeah,
Depending on the equipment you have in the lab, you could maybe make, like, a psionic EMP out of it that would do the same thing but to psychics, but, you know, that would take a lot more, like, time and energy than just making a MacGyvered...
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Okay. So, like, Eric's eyes go big as dinner plates, and he says, "Mr. Higgins, you do remember my birthday?"
What?
And then I just, like, hug Higgs. I just, like, jump on him and hug him, like, big bear hug, you know, Viking man hug. And then I say, "This is the best day ever. Let's go."
You realize we're selling this, right?
I run to the front of the tram, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, no, of course, sell most of it, yes." Mm.
Oh, okay, this is
all right. It's
a bunch of money. Don't fuck me.
Yep. So we just
get like $20,000 for the amount of it we should sell.
We see the excited face of Eric with Higgs looking kind of like stern behind him as you zoom off into the darkness. Mm. And let's take a break there, and then we'll see what the lab is all about when we get back.
Sounds good. All right, 2 hours down, 1 hour to go. We'll be right back, guys. More Roleplay Swan Song coming up. Right after this, we'll see you guys in just a bit.